But of the times, 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, the first verse. But of the times and of the season, brethren, we have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Neighbor, today we're hollering peace and safety that America has got it under control. And every day I saw on TV there that Hallmark movies had always been, I thought, just a family, maybe a little love story, but just a family get together, especially for Christmas and all of this. And they were bragging about that the Hallmark movies was going to have their first program of gays. Bragging about it. How proud are we that we're in sin? I'm going to tell you something. When I was in sin, I was proud that I was a drunk. Amen. I wanted to tell everybody what a good time I had last night, where I went, and some of it I don't even remember. But I wanted to brag about it. Today, God can bless me, and I try to keep it a secret. I try not to even to hinder nobody, because everybody don't want to hear the word, and I'd like to be a friend to everybody. I'm going to tell you, I don't need to sleep like everybody else or like others does. Amen. We find in the Bible that Jesus was in great need. He was in agony, and his sweat became his blood. He went into the garden to pray. Amen. And the others, they slept. And they went up and they slept. And he was in need. I'm going to tell you, the church world's in need today, and we're asleep. Hey, we need to lose some hours of sleep, honey, for the glory of God. We need to lift up the glory of God. I thought about, and I'm glad, I don't know nothing about football, but Mount Airy Bears won, and I'm glad they won. But they've got more recognition in the last day or two than Jesus Christ has got. Amen. That's where our mind is at today. I'm going to tell you, we need to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. While we're here today and while we got health and we're still moving is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bears ain't done nothing for me and the Lions ain't done nothing for me. Mine, when we was in Low Gap High, Low Gap Tech, we was the Low Gap Wildcats. Amen. We still kind of Wildcats, but they ain't done nothing for me. They ain't fixed me. They ain't saved me. They ain't kept me. Bless God, they ain't fed me. I need to be glorifying God. I need to be a loudmouth, amen, instead of one that's been shut down. Amen. Too many times a Christian, when you mention something about Jesus, will drop their head and walk off because the adversary don't want to hear it. The adversary don't want to talk about it. And about half of the church don't want to hear nothing about the saving grace of God, and none of us want to hear about a trouble is coming down the road, and we need to be prepared to meet God. We don't need to be ashamed of God. We need to know who's got us, who's carrying us, who's our shield, who's our salvation, who's our strength, where our help comes from. We don't need to be ashamed today of what Jesus has done for us. All glory be unto God. If I lay this down here, will you not tear it? I appreciate it. Amen. And he said, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Can I tell you something? Honey, we that have said we've been born again, we're not in darkness. But I'm going to tell you something. We've laid down and went to sleep in the daytime. God has given us light. And we've laid down and went to sleep, not walking where God would have us to walk. And he said, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes. Fourth verse, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Glory to God. We are children of the day that call ourselves church, and then we wonder why our world is so dark. We wonder why our church place is so dark. We wonder around our house why it's so dark. On our workplace, we wonder why it's so dark. And we come into the church and we'll say, it ain't like it used to be. There ain't nobody can stand up today and tell me you're like you used to be. We change every day. And we slip when we need to be glorifying God. When we need to be winning souls. When we need to be in the house of God, we're on vacation. I'm going to tell you something. We slept, glory to God, as others have slept. And we can look back through the history of the Bible and all nations that slept on God, all nations that turned their back on God, all nations that forgot God, fell into destruction. God took His hand off of them, and trouble come to their house. We think it can't happen to America. None of us remember hard times in America. But America can have hard times, honey, as the other countries before us, if we take our eyes off of the Lord. Amen. Think about where we're at today. We're not in darkness. Paul bragged on us here. He bragged on the Thessalonians. You're not in darkness. You've heard of the Word of God. You've heard of the saving grace of God. You've heard how great God is. You've heard that He'll take care of you. And then we remember the Scripture, and He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. So we just sit down and sleep, amen, and say, God will carry us through. Can I tell you something, honey? If you've got a job, you just go in and sit down and sleep on it. You be a night watchman, just go in and sit down and sleep on it. Amen. You be a bricklayer, just go down, sit, pull up to the job, sit in your truck. Hey, Ted, you go out to build your house. I don't do a thing in the world. Just sit down. Just sit down there and sleep on it. See what happens. I'm going to tell you, we won't read our Bible. But it says He beat you and He ain't mad. I'm mad. I'm sad that people don't understand. They've got to read the Word of God. Honey, you got to eat from the Word of God to overcome the powers of Satan. He's out to destroy us, to break us down, to stop your testimony, take your joy away from you. Old Psalmist David prayed, God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. The church, the American church today, needs to be in the altar begging God to restore the joy of our salvation. That would get some excitement in our bones. That would get a burden for the lost mankind. We'd care about each other. I'm going to tell you, we won't even speak to each other. Glory to God. We call ourselves Christians and expect God to bless us. We don't help each other when they're down. We don't lift them up when they're discouraged. We don't give them a little praise once in a while when they do something good. Honey, there's some people at Mount Vernon Church that's doing some things. But there's some others sowing bad seeds. There's some others not sowing seeds that's going to come up. They're sowing it on the rock, and when the sun comes, it's going to scorch and ain't going to do no good. Honey, we need to work together. We need to team up. You take an old mule that won't work and hook him with a good working mule. Amen. He ain't worth a hoot. They'll sell that mule, amen, and they'll plow with one, or they'll find two that'll work together. Well, glory to God, honey. We need some preachers that'll work together. We need some deacons that'll work together. We need some that's sowing good seed instead of the bad seed. I might preach that Wednesday night. That'd be good, wouldn't it? We'll get off of it now, Bill. He said, y'all are the children of light. Why in the world have we got a president like we've got? Because somebody lied and said they was a child of God. Amen. And they wasn't. They voted for him. Hello? Hello? I ain't going to vote for no Catholic. Amen. I ain't going to vote for no hypocrites. You know what we're doing in our churches? We ain't got enough pastors to go around, so we'll take anything that comes by. I'm telling us the truth. Some of the radio programs ain't doing a thing in the world but robbing the widows and the old folks. I'm telling us the truth. I don't have to spend $20 for a little bottle of water for healing. God healed me, I'm healed. If I ain't healed, I ain't healed. I got a better place to go. I'm walking in the light. I ain't in darkness. I need to tell this dark world that I'm light. I'm light, that Jesus is a light in me, and I'm light, I'm bright. Hey, some of us have quit wings tonight. Hello, get mad at me if you want to. We're a great light. The neighbor sees us that we preach to, invited to church, and they see you ain't got enough to come on Wednesday night. Hello, I'm telling the truth. I may not be here next Wednesday night, but I've got plans on it. I'm telling us the truth, church. We ain't got enough for anybody to want what we got. I remember I used to lie about it, but I say that's the best white liquor. We've run off a run, just got 6 gallons, but that's the best white liquor. Boy, you need this. Sometimes I'd even get a dollar more a gallon out of it because I bragged on it. I lied like a dog. It wasn't no count to start with. We go to church and say, ain't much use to go back down there. That preacher won't never shut up. And he ain't never satisfied with nothing. He harps. And he graps and he grumbles. If you'll come out that door, I'll shake your hand. I can't run all over the church to get you, but I'll shake your hand. If you don't think I got TB or corona, amen, I'll hug your neck. Amen. I'm going to kiss Larry on the head after a while. Amen. Amen. Because he said, don't be ashamed. Amen. You wait till I walk in the shop and I'm going to grab him up and kiss him right on the head. Can y'all hear Andy when I do that? Hey, Lord, can we hear? We're not walking in the darkness, glory to God. The world is not leading us. The songs that come out on radio and TV ain't leading us. Bless God, we're led by the Spirit of God because we are the light of the world. Jesus said, I was alive when I was here, but now you're the light of the world. So why are we living in such a dark age as we're living in today? Why is the gospel being hid? It's because we've not brought it out. Sixth verse, and this is where my message came from. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Our mind, I'm telling you, our minds, I don't even work, but my mind is in every direction. My mind is caught up. Sometimes I don't even know which direction I need to go. I went to a place that I've been to for years and years and years, and I turned in a driveway before I got there. Janet said, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. I don't know, but there's plenty of room to make a circle. I'll come back and make it right. Amen. We got too much on our mind. We're not sober. We ain't drank no alcohol in 54 years, but we're not sober. All of it ain't godly that we're trying to do. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. The Bible told us plainly to watch and to pray. And that's something that we've let down on. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us which are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith. For what Butch has been teaching is the breastplate of righteousness. Here it says, the breastplate of faith, amen, and love, which all goes together. You can't separate righteousness from faith and love, glory to God. But we've got to love our brother as we love ourselves. How can we love our brother that we've seen it and love God that we've not seen and can't love our brother that we've seen? I'm going to tell you, we've let darkness slip into our houses. We've let darkness slip into our workplace. We've let darkness slip into our church, and it's all right. We can justify ourselves. But we can't sanctify ourselves. Hello? We've got to get in God's will to be sanctified, and that's cleaned up, brothers and sisters. For let us sleep, 8th verse. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. I'm going to tell you something. I've not seen the end of my salvation. I've still got a hope of making it to glory. I know I'm saved. I know the Lord saved me. I know I've got salvation. But I don't know what tomorrow holds for me. I've got to keep my eyes on Jesus. I've got to walk for Jesus. I've got to keep my want to. I've got to keep myself under subjection to the Holy Spirit of God. Honey, we have a rebellious spirit. Listen to what I'm saying today. We rebel against the truth of God. We rebel against the Word of God. And then we'd like to pack it off on Baptist or Holiness or some other denomination and say, I'm not going to church there. I'm not going to church there. I remember, and the man's dead now, but the boy that told me is still alive, and I visited him just the other day. He said, I'm not coming to that church. Long as that man's there, he cheated me out of money. That man's been dead several years. Can I tell you something? He still never entered into the church door. One excuse is just as good as another. None of them are going to work. We need to be in the house of God. We need to grow in the house of God. We need to be excited about the house of God. We need to be not be ashamed of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. How He took care of it. He come to me in a drunken stupor and saved my soul. I praise His holy name. I stunk. I hadn't had a bath in about 3 days. I smelled awful, honey. Laid in the floor, couldn't even walk. And Jesus Christ picked me up and set me on my feet. God, help me not to be ashamed to tell of the saving grace of God and the keeping power of God and what God has done for me over the years. Praise His holy name. Help me to not be a grumbler. And the 9th verse said, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as ye also do. The Bible said edify means to lift up, to encourage one another. We need to lift up and encourage one another in these last days that we're living in. It's some of the hardest times that this old boy has ever seen, but God's grace is sufficient. I'm gonna go to John 16. John 16. I'm gonna read 1-3. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he hath done God's service. We saw that in 9/11. They thought they'd done God's service to destroy the trade towers. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father. And the Bible tells us there in the first part of John how they hated Him even before they hated us. And glory to God, they're going to hate us whether we like it or whether we don't. I'm going to Matthew 24. What I'm trying to get across is the Lord has tried to set a pattern and show us that we've got trouble coming. That they are going to persecute us. They're not going to lift us up. They're not going to love us. They're not going to care about us. They're going to talk about us because they ain't never known the Lord. Go 24:8. Matthew. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. Is there any problem to offend anybody anymore? I can't even blow my nose right. I offend somebody. It's so easy. And the Bible told us about it. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. Have you ever seen a time when the snake will betray you? They'll tell you one thing and do something else. They'll slip around behind your back. I'll say it again. There we go. They're so bad seed to do anything they can to hurt you. Shall betray one another and shall hate one another. I've never seen a time when as many sons are against daddies and daddies against sons. Moms and daughters can't get along. I've never seen the rebellion. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't going the route my son goes, and I ain't going the route my grandson goes. And I don't care whether they like me or whether they don't. God saved my soul, amen. God took care of me, and I've got to set a pattern. I can't let my little young one tell me I can't go to church today, or I've got to go here, or I've got to come get them, or I've got to do this. I told Scotty the last time he's in prison, I said, "Bless God, I ain't coming to visit you. I've tried. I've run hour after hour and mile after mile. I said, I begged you not to go back to prison. If that's where you want to be, I ain't coming. I ain't coming." And I didn't go. "And shall hate one another, and many false prophets." Maybe the Bible said from the time of Jesus, amen, that was the end times, "and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." They'll tell you, I remember a very young Christian, and I was testifying that man could deceive you. And I remember a little preacher, and he's dead now too. Amen. A little preacher jumped up and he said, "You can't be deceived if you're a Christian." And I remember old preacher Bird up in Freeze, Virginia, was up at Turkey Knob Church. He stood up and he said, "I beg your pardon. There's a bunch deceived out there. There's a bunch. I'm going to tell you, God will send you a Moses. God will send you somebody." My heart was broke. I thought, well, that little preacher's against me, and I've messed up on the scripture. I was tore out of the frame, but that old preacher jumped up. Amen. He straightened it out. Amen. I can still shout, honey. You can be deceived today. How many empty pews in all the churches in America today has been deceived, glory to God, that they're just good enough not to go to the house of God? Don't go there. You'll catch corona, and that church corona is the worst kind going. They've got pneumonia, and you've got this, and you've got that. We'll go to work, and we don't care who we give it to, but we're afraid we'll give it to somebody if we come to church. Amen, Bill, preach it. We're deceived today, glory to God. God's able to take care of us. "And because iniquity," that's sin, "because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." The Bible said that God is love. And he said the love of many shall wax cold. How can you have love if you don't know God? He said the love will wax cold. They can tell you what they want to tell you. They're deceivers. "But he that shall endure to the end the same shall be saved." I could read on. I love Matthew 24. But we're going to let that go. We'll quit right there. I'm going to go to Luke. Y'all hit me. All you got to do to hit me is just pray. Say, "Pray for that old boy. Bless him. Help him, Lord." Amen. We'll. There you go. Appreciate that, brother. I miss Ben. He ain't here today. Old Ben will pray for me. Luke 21 and 15. 15th verse of 21. "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." So he said our adversary can't do nothing with us. "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul." I'm going to jump right over to 34. Listen to this carefully. Luke 21 and 34. "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering." That's indulging in food or indulging in sports or indulging in anything in this world. We see people that's addicted to so many different things. I've never known how it can happen, but I've heard it time and time again, how people are addicted to internet. I guess I ain't never learned enough about it to get addicted to it. But we're overstuffed with everything. We're obsessed by house cleaning. We're obsessed by cleaning our car. We're obsessed by a lot of things that we don't understand. Suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life. The cares of this life. How can I change one number of hair in my head? Or how can I change the color of it? How can I fix it? I can't do nothing with 81 years old. It's there. I can take all the uppers and downers and the rounders that I want to take, but I'm still 81 years old. I'm still white-headed and got wrinkles I can't count. So why get caught up in the cares of this thing When I can glorify God, that's going to give me a brand new body. Hallelujah. And the cares of this life, and so that they come upon us unaware. Can I tell you, it's going to be the saddest thing. Going to be the saddest thing. And it could be, as we said in church, and the one beside of you gets up and goes off to glory. Right through the ceiling, right off to heaven. And you look around and, lo and behold, there goes Roger, right through the ceiling. And then you say, there goes Janet. And Bill still left. What in the world, Lord? I tried. He said, I caught you unaware. You weren't ready. The Bible said the thief comes in the night. And if we don't watch and pray, the thief will steal our joy. Has the thief stole your happiness? Ain't the thief? I couldn't sit down and tell you, and I wouldn't want to burden you. But the times that Satan has tried to come in through my family to shut me down, to shut me off, to stop me from smiling and being happy. I've been everything from an old fogey to a tightwad. I'm still going to shout once in a while. I might run out on the sidewalk, Roger, and just holler hallelujah. God's been good to us. They told Roger no hope. He was done. You might as well go home. You ain't going to make it. And there it says. For as a snare, 35th verse, 21st chapter of Luke. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of God, Son of Man. That's the Word of God. I've got some right here in 1 Peter that I need to read. Amen. 1 Peter. I'm just about done. Y'all stick with me. The devil told me I'd wear y'all to death if I tried to do all this. But I'm going to try to do all this. Amen. But he said in 1 Peter in the 4th chapter, the 7th verse, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch and pray, and above all things, I'm talking about what the Lord said, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Love will cover a multitude of sins. I've done many, many wrong things to my wife. When I was in sin, many, many wrong things. I couldn't number them. But I've tried my very best since I found out what love was to show love and to be a decent. I ain't spoiled her. By no means, I ain't spoiled her and I ain't give her everything she wanted. Amen. But I've tried to be a husband with love. I've tried to set an example. I've tried to keep some food on the table. I've tried to let her know that God is first in my life. I've tried to make up for some things that I messed up. You can't fix everything. You can't fix everything. There's some marks and scars that I'll always have. But I've tried with the love of God. Charity covers a multitude of sin. Can I tell you something, honey? If it hadn't been for love, for God, He is love. If it hadn't been for God, there wouldn't have been a one of us here today. Is there none good? No, not one. But Jesus passed by and took care of our needs. Oh, I praise Him. I praise Him for what He's done for us. Give Him honor and give Him glory. I'm going to go to Revelation. I'm going to quit. Revelation 13. I can't tell you that I understand all of Revelation. But I know He's coming back and it's real. Revelation 13. Start verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years. And it says up there that he had a prayer that he healed the deadly wound in the fifth verse, in the fourth verse. And we go to the sixth verse, and he said he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Can I tell you, Satan can blaspheme them that dwell in heaven. That's what the word said. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Maybe all of this ain't come, but he's making war with the saints. I sat down and just went over I was thinking about Dean Eaton there, and they tried to operate and things are so bad they couldn't. I thought about my brothers, two brothers across the mountain that died, and Woody had had cancer, and I thought about the brother that his wife just run off on him. I'm talking about some preaching brothers, not just a few on the top of my head. That Satan has claimed war. Satan has tried to do everything. And I know without a doubt, God can stop it every bit. God can stop it every bit. But honey, I'm going to tell you, it's for a reason. It's for the glory of God. Amen. And we need to look, see how these people handle the problems that they've got on them. See if they're still praising God, still glorifying God when the troubles come. They're going to come to your house. Amen. It might be minor to you now, but it's coming to your house. There's trouble coming. If you're serving God, there's trouble coming to your house. And he said it was given unto him to make war with the saints. And the Bible said to overcome them. That's in the 7th verse of the 13th chapter of Revelation. And power was given him over all kindred and tongue and nation, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Listen to this. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Did we get that? I don't know if it's post or pre-tribulation or middle. I don't know. But what does this say? And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's straight out of the Word of God. That ain't what I think about it. And the 10th verse said, and he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Bless God, we've got to listen to this and continue on. And we'll jump over to the 13th verse for sake of time. And the 13th verse in the 13th chapter of Revelation. And he doeth great wonders, and so that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Let's stop and think about that for just a minute. If a man stepped out and brought fire down from heaven. We've never seen this happen. But if he did, if the Holy Spirit didn't tell us, if we hadn't read it in the Word of God, we would think he was powerful. We'd think he was sent from God. That's why we encourage to read the Word of God. I don't understand Revelations, but every now and then I just rear back and decide to read through Revelation one more time. They might be a verse that God has opened up. But he said he could call down fire. He had already killed, already healed a deadly wound. The beast at his head was wounded, and it's probably a nation, was wounded, and he healed him. And he brought life back to him. Think about it, church. Think about how easily, when a false prophet comes through, how we can jump up and follow him. They'll have great crusades. There'll be bunch jump in and follow everything that goes by. 14th verse, and he said, and to see them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. They should make an image of that one that had the wound by the sword and it lived. What does the Word of God say? He said, don't make no images. Don't follow after man. And he had power to give life unto the image. What if the lady in New York that stood there on the island so long, what if she just went talking? They stood there in the rain and the weather, and some man just come by and prayed, and she went talking. I'm going to tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, there's going to be thousands following them. We better know that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The only hope I've got is not my knowledge, what computer can give me, or what I can get over the internet, or what I can get on my phone. It's got to be the Holy Spirit of God within me to let me know when these things happen. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Are we willing to not worship the beast? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, we're not going to. Our God will deliver us, and if he don't, it'll be all right anyhow. Daniel didn't give up when they threw him in the den of lions. It wasn't an empty lion's den. It was a den of lions. And he called us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of the name. I'm going to tell you, that's going to take the grace of God. It's easy to say what Bush quoted this morning. It's easy to say that. But if we're down and there ain't no cracker and starvation comes, I'm going to tell you, these people starved for the glory of God. These people died for the glory of God. These people didn't bow down for the glory of God. They stood up, and God took care of them. I'm going to read this verse. I jotted it down so I wouldn't have to go there. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Everybody knows this verse. Fear hath torment. I've laid awake myself hour after hour at night, not knowing where they were at. I'm sure my mama laid awake hour after hour not knowing where we were at. And fear comes on us for Christians. And Satan will tell you they're killed, they're hurt, they're in jail. You'll never see them again. They're gone. Day after day, we fight that fear. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm going to tell you what God told me in this. And I'm working on it with everything I've got. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. What'd that tell Bill? If I'm still fearing, I wasn't made perfect in love. I've let some things slip in. I've let the cares of this world. What I've tried to preach on is we don't need to sleep as does others. I'd run to mama and I'd say, they get to go to the ball game, why can't I go? They got a car, and mama trying to make a living by herself. They've got a car, they drive a car to school, why can't I get one? But you just like me, we all done it. We didn't see mama had a light bill. Mama had a house payment. Mama had groceries. Maybe mama and daddy had to load everything they could carry. Yet we wanted to be like others. Yet we wanted to be like others. Does anybody want to be like you today? I can't think of nobody that wants to be like me. Neighbor, how serious this is. If that old beast, that old Antichrist, steps out and says, we're going to kill you if you don't worship the beast, if you don't worship me. Look what I've done. I've healed the deadly wound. I brought fire down from heaven. All these miracle workers on TV, be careful. Be careful. All these fly-by-nights that come through our community, be careful. Hey, we jump up and leave our church and go for that great revival we think's happening. Satan may be setting a trap for us. Over my Christian life, and I'm going to tell you this in the hush, I've done some things I thought sure I was in God's will. And I remember one when I first came to Mount Vernon years ago. We was worshiping the Lord, praying. Sometimes 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, still be reading the Bible. Singing praises unto God. Boy, God stopped me in my tracks. He said, "You're hindering the church." I thought, "My Lord, God, I'm singing, praising God. I'm going till I'm give out. What in the world?" He said, "You're separating the church." I had to listen. I had to listen. Are we separating the church, or are we where God wants us to be? We need to leave the church alone. What you do extra is great. But we need to keep the church of God alive. And that's us. We need to pray for Henry and his cancer. Thank God he touched Murray. Thank God he touched Roger. Thank God he's touching. He's going to touch Emma this week. Yeah. In whatever way is pleasing unto him. He said for us to not sleep as do others. I had one boy, he told me, he said, "I promised you I was going to hush." But he said, "If you'll get a 6-pack of beer and go to that fella's house," he called names, and this was a backslidden Christian, he said, "I believe he'll listen to you and you might can get him to come to church." I said, "He'll never come to church if he waits for me to bring 6-pack to his house." I've been cussed because I wouldn't take Daddy to get some alcohol. You going to let me lay here and die? Satan will trick you, church. You can be deceived. You think you're helping, but are you? Are you? Are we glorifying self? Are we getting what we want to get done? Or is God getting the glory? Stand, if you will. Don't sleep as do others. Don't act like others. Don't dress like others. Don't be a part